Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Oh, happy, happy day, my friends. Fourth and final hour of the Bob Rose Show. We call the 9 o'clock stretch it out. It is 9:06 right now. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here and here to really lighten things up and brighten things up in the studio. Lisa Sicasio from the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's a little chilly, but I'm feeling good now. Up, moving, grooving.
Yes. Well, you seem like you're full of energy. Let's get right to the story that will make everybody angry. If you hadn't heard about this or saw the video, somebody abandoned a bunch of puppies. Tell us the story.
Okay, so this past Saturday, it was shortly before 11 a.m., our deputies, some of our field service technicians, and animal services on the corner of Southwest 85th Avenue and Southwest Williston Road. If you don't know that area, there's really not a lot out there. It's mostly highway and foliage. There's some houses, but it's desolate. They find two taped-up boxes filled with seven malnourished puppies.
Mm.
There was no food, no water, no chance of survival for these innocent babies.
The boxes were actually taped up.
They were taped up.
I didn't even know that.
They were taped up, so they had to open them. And these puppies, they were so severely dehydrated. And so immediately, they're trying to look to figure out what happened. So if you know anything, because these puppies, just to give you an idea, they were only maybe like a few weeks to a month old max. They're, as you mentioned, we put out a video on our social media, so please go check that out. If you see those boxes and you recognize them, you see the puppies and you're like, okay, I know so-and-so had a pregnant dog, or I know that they mentioned that they were going to, like, my dog was going to have puppies. I didn't know what to do with them. Anything. The smallest tip in this, please, this is animal cruelty. This person needs to be held, or persons need to be held responsible. Contact the sheriff's office. We have our non-emergency line, 352-955-1818, option 5. Again, 352-955-1818, option 5. You can also Google that. Let us know, and we will give that information over to Animal Services to try to find this person. Now, I know a lot of people are probably asking, like, well, Lisa, well, tell us about the puppies. How are they? They are doing well. We got there in time. Animal Services is taking care of them. They got tested. We fed them. We actually got to meet one of the puppies.
Aww.
And obviously, as we mentioned, it's very cold. So as they're getting better, they had like a nice little jacket and sweater. So they're being well loved and taken care of. And if you are interested, I know people are like, well, oh, no, like, we want to adopt them. They're so cute. They're not up for adoption yet because the investigation, but they will be because, as mentioned, they're doing well. They're all female. You can contact Animal Services And that number is 352-264-6870. And you will be put on a first-come, first-serve list for these puppies. And again, please, if you know anything, contact us. You can also contact Alachua County Crime Stoppers to remain anonymous if you want to give us a tip.
How were they even found in the first place?
So from my understanding is that there was a family member, I believe, of one of the deputies, saw them, was like driving by and like called the family member. I think it was the brother, one of our deputies, and was like, hey, there's some boxes. Stopped. This is weird. So then we responded, and lo and behold, this is what we find.
Eyes and ears. The public, in this case, he was related to law enforcement, but still, those kinds of things pay off. Mm-hmm. So this is as you're heading out Williston Road toward Williston. You're already past the interstate.
Correct.
You're past
it's out there. Okay. So Southwest 85th Avenue and Southwest Williston Road. And again, just whoever did it, it maybe was there for maybe like a day, maybe not even, but still, it was long enough. And I mean, talk about Jesus. Jesus was definitely watching over those sweet babies.
Aww. Tell us about holiday safety. People are out shopping. We know some of the basics, you know, put it in the trunk, cover it, etc.
Correct. And I know during this time of year, we're always like in a rush between work and family and shopping and whatever else you have to do. And sometimes when you're rushing, you're not fully paying attention. So please, we're just pleading with you to pay attention. Be so aware of your surroundings. Yes, put your gifts and anything in the trunk. Make those extra trips to the car. I know you don't want to because it can be a pain. I am guilty of that. But please do that. And just, you know, if you're going to be out of town, a lot of people are ordering packages and gifts. Make sure you have cameras set up. Make sure you can maybe get a neighbor to check in and collect those packages for you. And hey, if you're going to be out of town, you can contact the sheriff's office. Again, our non-emergency line, 352-955-1818, option 5, and be like, hey, I'm going to be out of town for a few days. Can you all just do some increased patrol for me? Check. We will gladly do that. We will gladly go out into the community, check the area for you, because hey, if there's someone out there suspicious doing something, we want to get them. We want to question them. So don't be hesitant or think like I'm going to be bothering the sheriff's office if I do that. No. Like we most certainly will do that for you.
And now with the time change and the time of year, it gets dark earlier. So people are shopping and doing different things. Listen to yourself. If you feel uncomfortable in an environment, say you're leaving a store heading toward your car, stop and turn around and ask for somebody to walk you out to your vehicle.
Correct.
They will be more than happy to provide that service, and it's the smart thing to do. Pay attention to that inner voice. If you're feeling a little uncomfortable, but like Lisa, like you said just a minute ago, really pay attention to your surroundings. Don't get lost in your phone or all the things that are going through your mind. You know, focus on what's going on around you, right?
Yes, and then since you mentioned phone, I know I said this last time I was on, but just again, we're not fully thinking. TikTok is notorious for all the different ads for shopping, and yes, Facebook, Instagram, but TikTok specifically, because it's very much growing. You have all these different ads that are like, oh, buy this, and you're just, I even have friends that'll be like, hey, I bought something new, and I'll be like, where did you get it from? Oh, TikTok. Hey, whatever you see on social media that you want to buy, just Google it. And you'll find different maybe sources, and you'll find that product maybe somewhere else from a more reliable source, even cheaper. You're better off doing that because you don't fully know. So just be very mindful of what you're buying and where you're buying it from online, because you might get scammed, and we don't want you to get scammed. We want you to be happy, I mean joyful regardless, but specifically during the holiday season, the last thing you want to do is get scammed.
Well, I know you've got a great program, and a lot of sheriff's offices are participating. Tell us about Shop with a Cop.
We love this. It is almost time. It is next week. We've been doing this for about 5 years now. We have elementary students and middle school students. These are not students that the sheriff chooses. So these are students that the school resource deputies for the school, along with the school, choose.
So they know the kids.
Correct. So they get a group of them, and then through a very generous anonymous donor, and then usually TJ Maxx, they're the ones that help pay for this, that they will take these children and they will allow them to go shop. And they each have about, it depends on the store, but we usually, I want to say this year, I think it's about $2,300 that is set aside, again, through TJ Maxx and the anonymous donor. These children, they get to go with their deputies. They get in the patrol cars. It's a whole event. They'll pull up into the stores with lights and sirens.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it's so sweet to see. And you have the deputies, they dress up with the Santa hats and elf hats. They have like a very Christmassy, festive suit. The kids will shop, and it's so sweet to see the children, because you would think, like, oh, they're going to be shopping for themselves. No, they'll be like, hey, can I get this for my brother?
Oh,
can I get this for my mom? Right? It is so touching. Wow. And just to see it, and you see them, like, because it's also educational because they're doing math and they're learning. And then afterwards, they have their pizza and they get donuts. So it's a really just sweet event that just puts everyone in a good mood.
I love it. No wonder it's so mm-hmm. popular. Hey, real quick, you've got a video out dealing with safe gun storage and even a way for people to get free gun locks.
Yeah, so we have learned that a lot of times, unfortunately, people store guns in their car. Not the safest place to do that. That should be a very temporary place. If you are going to do that, please lock your car, put the gun in a gun lock, in a gun safe, and see if you can mount it into the car. You should always be taking the gun with you. And if you know you're going someplace that you can't, please leave the gun at home and store it. But if you do need a gun lock, we do have them at the sheriff's office. You can contact us, ask to speak to our crime prevention team, and we will get you the gun lock. And if you need any more information and resources, we have besmartkids.org. And again, we have a video out on social media we put up earlier this week to just go a little bit more in depth to figure out, just give some more statistics about why this is a problem and for more resources for you. But yes, free gun locks from the sheriff's office.
Love it. And yeah, there's so many companies now making great products to lock mm-hmm. Your gun in, both in your home and in your vehicles. Take advantage of that. All right. And Lisa, it is always a pleasure. And I'm sorry that Greg put pressure on you to bring treats.
No.
But we are.
No, he did
wow.
not.
But we are enjoying the brownies
yes,
very, very much.
Are.
Thank you for your kindness.
Well, I love coming here. Just thank you so much for having me and being able to talk to the community about everything that's important. But you deserve some treats.
And thank you, too, for your dad, who we understand reminded you just to make sure.
Yes, so my dad's probably listening. Hi, Dad. Love you so much. When I told him that I was coming on, he goes, please tell me you remember to bring them something sweet. And I was like, yes, sir. Yes.
Wow.
He's a loyal listener. He's looking out for you all.
Here's something for your dad.
Yeah.
Dad, you did a darn good job.
Oh, yeah.
Way to go.
Big time.
All right. We've got a lot more coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Things that make you smile about 30 minutes away. Stick around. 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, put the brownies down, Greg.
Well, it was right here. I couldn't. I mean, I ate the first one and it was good.
Mm-hmm.
But I subscribe to the mentality of Ronald Reagan: trust but verify. I trusted that the first one was good, but I wanted to verify that the second one would be as well.
You know, I'm amazed. You were chewing while you were just speaking.
I was.
I've never heard anybody do it that effectively where I couldn't tell you were chewing, but I saw your mouth, and yeah, you were still talking.
Yeah, well, you asked me the question at that moment, so I had to respond.
Well, I thought it was pretty skillful, anything to do with eating, but I think you're right there with me, pal. Mm-hmm. All right. Welcome, everybody. It is 9:22 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, of course. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Tell me some of your top stories. Michigan fired their head football coach. Now, look, the guy, he didn't have that bad of a season. What was it, like 9-3? But it has nothing to do with that, apparently. He allegedly engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. So that big payout that most coaches get when they leave or are terminated, he is not going to see that, because he has been terminated with cause. And I'm sure there's different processes that maybe they go through legally. But he was making about $5.5 million a year. And apparently maybe there was a lack of judgment. But I mean, that's you think about all the coaches at the college level, including all the small colleges. Think about all the high school coaches. Think about everybody who someday wants to be in a big-time position. I mean, just being part of the staff on one of those larger programs is a very, very good gig. And you're the head coach. And it's the Big Ten and the University of Michigan and a storied program. And you're making $5.5 million a year. You've arrived. You've made it. But bad decision-making can change all that very quickly. My favorite pirate now. I like Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah.
I like him.
He's an awesome pirate.
And then there's real pirates, you know? Long John Silver. He made some good fish.
Oh,
he really did.
Absolutely. Which is your new favorite?
Blackbeard. No, my new one is... What would his pirate name be?
We got to work on this.
Let's see. Captain Orange Man. Captain Orange Man.
That's funny.
A wily scoundrel. Sailing the seven seas. I'm talking about Donald J. Trump, my new favorite pirate. Yep. Climbed aboard an oil tanker and took it over. Single-handedly. Okay, maybe it wasn't him directly.
I mean, seeing him drop from that helicopter on the line, that was amazing. I mean, you know.
I think that beats Dick Cheney and his dynamites he was planting in Building 7.
I think
that's a bigger stunt.
Too soon?
Not for me.
No.
President Donald Trump Wednesday afternoon announced that the United States has seized an oil tanker bound for Cuba as it was sailing off the coast of Venezuela. Yep, it's a large tanker. It's very large. It's the largest one ever seized in action. That sounds very Trumpian, doesn't it?
Because it is.
It is
very Trumpian.
And he said, so you'll be seeing that later. You'll be talking about that later with some other people. That's what Trump told reporters at the White House yesterday. And he said it was seized for a very good reason, but then didn't go into further detail.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah. But we know they've been playing games.
Oh, yeah.
It was seized... because of its past links to smuggling illicit Iranian oil, not because of ties to the Maduro regime, although it was carrying Venezuelan oil at this time, a federal judge authorized a seizure warrant for the tanker roughly 2 weeks ago. UK-based maritime risk company Vanguard confirmed on Wednesday that there is an oil tanker named Skipper that was sanctioned by the United States for allegedly being involved with the illegal trade of Iranian oil, but it was under a different name, but same ship, Adisa.
And you know that the lefties, the Democrats, again, putting everyone ahead of Americans and our well-being. Well, did he have a warrant to do that? Is this more war crime from Donald Trump? That's where they'll go.
Yeah, but he did have a warrant.
I love it.
He did get a judge to sign off on it.
That's
and
awesome.
And look, you know, the bad guys aren't paying attention to the sanctions. They've developed these workarounds, and they've got to be punished. You've got to take some kind of action, otherwise, you know, threats are meaningless if you don't ever back them up. And I don't know what the outcome of this will be, and I don't overall know what the big picture is. Obviously, we want regime change in Venezuela. We want Maduro out. But the president isn't necessarily in the business of, you know, nation building, for lack of a better term. In fact, you know, he was against going into Iraq when he, you know, wasn't even in office. He didn't think that was a very good idea. So this is kind of interesting as things in Venezuela continue to unfold on a regular basis. And, of course, we'll be on top of it all. I mean, on top of it, not exactly like a plane landing on top of a car, but we'll be on top of it. Have you seen that video?
It's crazy.
We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Also, things that make you smile is coming up in about 15 minutes. So start thinking. It's never too soon to start thinking about upbeat, positive thoughts. 9:28 right now, and we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ahoy, matey! Permission to board! Come on board, says Captain Crunch Trump. That's right. He is our new favorite pirate. From president to favorite pirate.
Gotta love it.
And you know what? He's going to be like the best pirate president ever.
Oh, absolutely.
Not ever.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love it.
Yep.
Yep. We got us an oil tanker. What are we going to do with it, boys? What are they going to do with it?
I don't know, but we got some oil now.
Some Earl. Mm-hmm. We got us some Earl.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do with it, but in case you haven't heard, President Donald Trump announced that the U.S. has seized an oil tanker bound for Cuba that was sailing off the coast of Venezuela. And, yeah, this same boat has been in trouble before and was sanctioned by the United States for being involved with the illegal trade of Iranian oil. Under the ship was under a different name, but we know it's the same ship. Okay? So what exactly is going to happen from here on out? We don't know. What's going to happen with the Michigan head coach? We already know. Fired. And also went to jail the same day. And some kind of dispute was taking place. Everybody's been kind of close-lipped about it.
Yeah.
And we know this. University of Michigan, when they put out a statement, they said that he allegedly engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. You got a guy under contract. He's making $5.5 million. Mm. It's musical chairs coaches right now. The guy, you know, helped with the program after, you know, Harbaugh kind of left him in a little bit of a lurch, even though they were the national champs. You know, he got him into trouble. So, you know, this guy, Sharon Moore, he had, you know, he had his work cut out for him and started to turn things around. I mean, what are they, 9-3? I mean, that's not the worst thing in the world, right? And but apparently whatever he was involved with was big enough to be handled in that way. And they're saying terminated with cause, effective immediately. And that means he's not going to get that big old golden parachute that you hear other coaches getting. To from $5.5 million,
yep,
to zero.
That's a contrast.
It is.
Yeah.
And no, I hope for the best for him and his family because he's got two kids. I don't know how old they are, but he's got, you know, two children. He's only 39. Hmm. I mean, this guy was, you know, he was a rising star. He was going to be writing his own ticket here soon.
Yeah.
Now he'll be, I guess, writing a ticket for food stamps. Well. No, it won't come to that, but
it probably.
But anyway, oh, and rumor mill, yeah,
yeah,
that the coach that was at Ole Miss, and then he went to LSU, and uh-huh. and you know, kind of left his team in a lurch
a little bit,
and yeah, apparently the rumor is that Lane Kiffin
uh-huh.
will now go to Michigan. Because they're saying, well, he's not loyal anyway.
Wow.
So you just tell LSU goodbye.
See you, bye.
No, I don't anticipate that happening, but I guess, I don't know. Lane Kiffin's, he's had his 15 minutes of whatever. I'm mm-hmm. over him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And hopefully when we do face LSU, we'll get the best of them. That's the hope. We'll see how that goes. But yes, our favorite pirate now. Is Donald J. Trump.
The Donald.
Oh, I mentioned this before the break. If you haven't seen the video, you got to check it out. And it won't be hard to find because not every day you see a small plane making an emergency landing on a roadway, on an interstate, actually, Interstate 95. This was in Brevard County near Cocoa. And, yeah, it was a twin-engine Beechcraft 55. And he dropped down. He had emergency landing. We don't know exactly what the cause was. Of course, investigation underway. But pretty much landed on the roof of a Camry.
I mean, you're trying to miss all the cars. But at some point, the ones that are ahead of you, they may not be going fast enough.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, this poor lady, yeah. Okay, who was involved. Now, clearly, everybody else on I-95 in that area, they were doing 85, 90, maybe a buck 10.
Mm-hmm.
And if that was the case, the plane could have landed and stayed in the flow of traffic.
Pretty much, yeah.
But she was probably one of those people that was actually obeying the speed limit. Now, you see, no good deed goes unpunished. There's your lesson.
Wow.
Kidding. It was a 57-year-old woman who was behind the wheel of her Toyota Camry. She was taken to the hospital, but received only minor injuries. And when you see the video, you'll
That's
go,
awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Only
crazy.
Minor injuries? That's, she...
Well, if she's married, can you imagine the call to her husband? Dear, I had a wreck on the highway this afternoon. What happened? An airplane landed on the roof. No, what happened?
It's like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Now, a typical male? Yeah. Well, what's the car look like?
Yeah, pretty much.
How bad a shape is the car in,
if you're
honey?
Calling me, you must be okay. Right? Is that the mentality you're going for?
Yeah, yeah, we're not always as, like, thoughtful initially as we should be, you know? That's where, it's one of the areas where we may be lacking as men. All right.
Not sure what this we is all about, but, you know.
Oh, really?
Same, yeah.
Do I need to get Jennifer on the phone now? Is that I need to do?
No, she's trained me well.
Uh-huh. She what?
She's trained me well.
She married you because you were trainable.
That's what Remember she told
that?
Me.
Yep.
She told me that.
Hey, it's got to be a really tough job being a cop in Mexico.
Oh.
I mean, think about it. It's like, are you going to go up against the cartels?
Oh, they'll kill you.
Oh, and your family.
And not think a thing about it.
Oh, yeah.
They've done it.
Yeah, so what do you do? And you never know who's who. Like, they don't wear, you know what I mean? They don't have shirts on that says Sinaloa Cartel, like bowling shirts.
No,
you know?
Don't.
And with their names stitched over here. Javier Juan,
uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Stitched in.
And he will kill you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not like that. But being a cop in Mexico, that's got to be a tough gig. And so tough, in fact, that, you know, maybe you need a little relief.
That's understandable.
You need a little siesta, a little break once in a while, but
sure.
You also need a little fiesta.
Ah.
A little partay.
See what you're saying.
And it wasn't just a couple of cops that were, you know, really highly stressed and needed a break. Apparently, it was pretty much the whole station.
Oh, no.
43 state police officers in a Mexico border state have been suspended. What did they do? Apparently, they're under investigation for turning the police station, well, into a bar. And also being drunk on the job.
Oh.
I mean, you can't expect them to build a bar in the police station and not, you know, have a little tequila.
They might not have had a little of anything.
That could be part of the problem. And the scandal comes when they continue to experience in that area rising levels of cartel violence. And the state police have been accused of not acting against cartel gunmen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
And you think, you think being a cop in the U.S. of A. is a tough gig, and it is.
It is.
How would you like to be a Mexican policeman?
Not a bit.
Mm-mm. You know, they have, like, the outstanding retirement benefits. It's like you get 10 times your regular pay.
Oh, yeah.
You know why?
Yeah.
Not too many make it to retirement.
Oh.
Yeah, and I don't know about the benefits. I just made that whole thing up.
That's all right. It sounded good.
But yeah, apparently that's frowned upon by the authorities that are, you know, above the police officers.
Yeah, turning the police station into a bar is not usually smiled upon. You're right.
And if you're going to do that, I mean, make sure you invite your boss's boss. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You got to invite, if you know, you're not invited and then you stumble upon, you're like, what are you guys doing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's adding insult to injury. All right. Is it any better in Guatemala?
I don't know. My old boss, one of my bosses in St. Louis years ago, they were in Guatemala and literally ran into some of the guerrillas. You know, not gorillas, guerrillas. And they were held for a little while. And that was some scary stuff.
Is it spelled differently?
Yeah.
Gorillas?
Yeah, I think so. Like a G-U-E,
I think. I believe you are right now that you say that. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you can't spell Guatemala without a G-U.
That's true.
G-U-A.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they had to deploy some special forces because a Mexican cartel, they're acting up in Guatemala.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, they're outside their own country acting up. And they've carried out violent attacks in some of these rural communities along the border. Teams of cartel gunmen had been coming in, and yes, they also clashed with the Guatemalan military forces. So, you know, there are different accounts as to which cartel was behind the attack, but suffice to say that they're all, I would say, relatively dangerous.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I don't think there's any... we're the nice guys of the cartel business. we're the friendly folks.
No, that'd get you dead, is what that would get you.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, people dealing with these drug problems, the cartels.
Mm-hmm.
The cartels maybe trying to expand into Guatemala.
Wow.
You've got the Mexican police having problems with the cartels. And maybe they're starting to see maybe the writing on the wall. They see a president of the United States, which is their largest market,
mm-hmm.
getting very, very serious about drugs coming into our country. Blowing ships right out of the water, and maybe they're going to have to adapt their business model,
right?
If you will. In fact, it was just the other day that some folks off the coast of Portugal busted a submarine.
Oh yeah,
loaded full of what was it? Over a metric ton of cocaine.
They're getting sneakier.
Well, they're getting sneakier, and they have to branch out. It's like they have to go all the way to Europe now to sell their wares.
Oh my goodness!
Apparently, yeah, over a metric ton.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot more than you would see even at a Christmas party in the 80s in South Florida.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess so.
I mean, I saw it on a TV show,
I'm sure.
I'm just assuming based on that information.
Yeah, I used to watch Miami Vice. You know.
It is 9:47 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up next, we're looking for upbeat positive thoughts. We're looking for things that make you smile. And it's brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now. Upbeat positive thoughts. You can do it. 877-975-9825. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time now for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. It is 9:52 right now. Things that make you smile is brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825. It makes me smile, Greg.
Yes.
That you are car shopping again and not just for your... not just for your son,
still trying to find him something.
Yeah, that seemed to go on the back burner very quickly this morning as you were exuberantly telling me about your next awesome deal.
Well, we'll see. You know, called my friend Eva over the credit union, so we'll see what happens. You know,
they love you.
Well, I know
you
that.
Owe them like $1 million.
Probably, yeah. Well,
it would be in their best interest to kind of keep you.
Owing them money, yeah.
Yeah, as long as you keep paying.
Yes, that's all that really counts.
Yep.
Keep that FICO score up, they'll loan you some money.
Yep.
I guess that makes me smile.
Hey, Mark, what's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's making me smile is I'm currently preparing an Italian dish called shrimp and basil manicotti with those totally tubular pasta shells with shrimp, onions, garlic, basil, ricotta cheese, and chopped parmesan, chopped onions, chopped chives. And so the scent is just wafting through the kitchen. If I was not 50 miles away, I would personally deliver at least 4 or 6 of these tubes to you and Greg.
Wow. Mm. That does sound good. And he worked in the word wafting.
Yes.
So extra points there.
Yes, absolutely. Because that's a very descriptive word.
Hey, if you're looking for a good time, light up Tioga. Light up Tioga.
Yeah.
Light up Tioga.
Mm-hmm.
When I said you're looking for a good time, I'm like, where am I going with this?
Yeah.
But it is Saturday, December 13th. This Saturday, 5 to 8, Tioga Town Center. And it's free and open to the public. And there are so many things going on there. I can't even list them right now. But bring the whole family.
Oh, yeah.
And you will, I think you'll very much enjoy it. And I recommend the parking across the street at Campus USA and taking the little shuttle they will provide. That's the way to do it. Yeah. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Golden Globe winning actor Sylvester Stallone was offering praise for Vice President J.D. Vance. He made the comments while he was at the reception for the 2025 Kennedy Center Honors Weekend, where he was recognized by President Trump alongside some other honorees for their contributions to the American arts. And somebody asked, hey, is J.D. Vance think he'd be a good person to succeed the political movement Trump started? Stallone said, oh, yeah, without a doubt. And he said, there's something about him. And when you look at a man eye to eye, I think what he's trying to say is J.D. Vance has the eye of the tiger. And that is your smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.